Well, this is an exclusive. It is Vossi and Michelle Bishop this morning. We've been talking footy cards all morning. The Adelaide Dragon raised the card, which was a sticker of Gary Jack from the years gone by, that unfortunately was produced in mass numbers and had his lunchbox, the whole bag and the whole set was showing. Gary Jack is on the line, former Tiger, New South Wales Australian great, jumping Gary Jack. Gary, welcome to the program.
G'day, Andrew. G'day, Michelle.
Good morning.
You're a bit nervous. Yep. Morning, Michelle.
I must confess, I had the legit card. I never saw this sticker, or I was never lucky enough to get this one. But when did you first learn that we were seeing more of you on some type of footy card or sticker?
When I'd walk out of the dressing shed at Leichhardt Oval, there'd be lots of kids there wanting to get their footy card signed, and I started to sign one day, and the kids started laughing. There was about three or four of them. They started giggling and pointing it at a card, and they're pointing at that part of my appendage. And that's when I first found out. Then I found out there was three Wayne Pearce cards for one of my cards. So that was pretty good in the swaps.
Right. Because of this unique aspect to the card, it was that much sought
because
after.
Because it was unique. Correct. It was a much sought after card by the kids. And it took three Wayne Pearce to get one of mine.
What did your family say?
Oh, I didn't really show Mum. I didn't really talk about it with my Mum or Dad, that's for sure.
But surely Mum was collecting the cards. She probably just didn't listen to great detail.
I think it was the Scanlon's footy card. And the way the picture was taken, it looked like it was a fist. It looked like it was a closed fist. And that's how it got through without anyone picking up on it. You couldn't actually see everything. You could only see part of it. So it looked like a closed fist as someone was tackling me. So that's how it slipped through. And I've had kids come up to me now, even 40 years later, and they've blown that little card up to like an A3 size. And they've said, can you please sign this for me, please?
Were you wearing speedos on the day under the shorts, Gary, or were you?
That's a good question. Yes, no, I was definitely wearing something, but obviously, I think I was wearing underpants back in those days, and they were very loose.
Clearly,
yes. So that was a big mistake. It was a big mistake.
Wow.
But I did receive an undisclosed amount of compensation from Scanlon's. I will say that. I won't say what it is. But it was significant.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. What's it worth?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Wasn't that significant?
Oh, dear. I would have boosted the price up.
I've even had kids come up to me and say that was their first introduction to sexuality, that picture.
Wow. Wow.
This is an incredible story.
Everywhere. It's incredible, yeah.
Gary.
We were playing West at the day when it happened.
Yeah, right. So the card, but just for the record, are you aware of the distribution? Are we talking there were 10,000 of these, 20,000?
No idea.
Well, would it surprise you if I said, I'm just logging onto eBay now. Charlie Goodsoo is there, Charlie, who works with our show. We believe your card is worth $1,500 with your Jats Cracker balls, the whole bag out. $1,500
Really?
If you've got one. Yeah, well, that's...
He's going to the cupboard now, getting out the stash.
You can pick him up on eBay for about $5.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing that over time, your appendage is appreciated in value.
Must get paid by the inch.
Oh,
where's this going, this interview? Oh, Gary Jack. Look, it's all true. The Adelaide Dragon... You're one of the best blokes I've ever met in rugby league, Gary, and it's almost to the point this could only happen to you that this card happened. It'd be nice to know that you're remembered for all those great games for the Tigers, the Magpies before that, New South Wales and Australia, but here we are today, August 10, 2022, and we're talking about your ball sack on a footy card.
And I was quite a shy young fella too, so it took me a long time to get over that. It put me back a few years. I lacked a bit of confidence from there.
Wow. Well, it's been very ballsy of you to come on the program this morning and share this
with us. Nice ending. Gary, we seek the truth, and we have sought the truth today, and you have backed it up 100%. Gary, we apologise on behalf of everyone of what you've been through. It's obviously been a very testing time.
I hope you weren't scarred as a young fella, Andrew, when you were growing through puberty as well. I hope you got through it okay.
Yeah, we put that story in the bag. Any other lines people want to come up with? Gary, Jack, and the famous footy art. Gary, thank you for coming on, mate.
You're welcome. Anytime,
thanks,
buddy. See you. Thanks, Michelle.
An exclusive on SEN at 28 to 9. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.